Yeah, I promise that. A way of stating what we said a few things about already, the level of information in existing things, that can be expressed in information theory in terms of what we call entropy. And entropy tends to, disorder tends to increase by the second law of thermodynamics, whether it be chemical entropy or information entropy. I think probably the question of origin of life is more a question of information entropy than chemical entropy. We do know that living systems actually decrease the entropy within themselves, that is, they increase the order within themselves, though when you hook them in with a system that they're getting their energy from, they increase the disorder in the whole system. Okay? So a living thing is in fact designed to violate the second principle of the second law of thermodynamics within itself at the expense of increasing the disorder around it. A refrigerator works that way, by the way. A refrigerator does something very strange. It takes the temperature of a little area and it moves it away from equilibrium. You have a refrigerator and you turn it off, the temperature inside begins to move towards the temperature outside until they're even. It stops, okay? But the refrigerator is designed to move the temperature inside cooler away from the outside temperature, but it does that at the expense of heating up the outside. That's what the radiator on the back side is. And that's why it's a waste of time to set an air conditioner in your room with both the outside part and the inside part in your room. You just heat up the room. You gotta stick the outside part out your window so it can heat up the outside while the inside part is cooling the inside. So living systems do that thing. They, in that sense, locally violate into the second law of thermodynamics. That is, they increase the order within themselves, but they do it at the expense of decreasing the order outside. So, but that is a good problem for getting life to start by itself. Life, a designed system, can fight that. But things naturally don't build themselves in that system. So that's how I would see it, an information version of entropy rather than of the entropy principle, second law, rather than a chemistry version of the second law.